This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's sole nuclear power plant has undergone an unexplained temporary emergency shutdown. State media reported this on Sunday. An official from the state electric company said on a talk show that the plant shutdown began on Saturday and would last for 3 to 4 days. Without elaborating, he said that the power outages could result. This is the first time Iran has reported an emergency shutdown of the plant. It went online in 2011 with the help from Russia. Iran is required to send spent fuel rod from the reactor back to Russia as a nuclear non-proliferation measure. Afghanistan's former president said Sunday the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation, and is leaving nearly 20 years later, having failed at both. In an interview with the Associated Press just weeks before the last U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, ending their forever war, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at its highest point and that departing troops are leaving behind a disaster. He said their legacy is a war-ravaged nation and total disgrace and disaster. Karzai, who had conflicted relationship with the United States during his 13-year rule, wanted his troops to leave, saying Afghans were united behind an overwhelming desire for peace and needed to take responsibility for their future. U.S. President Joe Biden and his special envoy for North Korea said Monday that he hopes to see a positive reaction from the North soon as U.S. offers talks after the North Korean leader ordered officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation. Sung Kim, Biden's special representative for North Korea, is in Seoul to speak with South Korean and Japanese officials about the U.S.'s stalled diplomacy with the North. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet at the White House with the Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, chairman of Afghanistan's High Council for National Reconciliation, this Friday. That's according to the White House. The meeting comes at a critical time when fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban militants has surged. This since Mr. Biden announced in April that the U.S. would withdraw all troops in Afghanistan before September 11th, ending America's longest war after nearly 20 years of conflict. Marine Le Pen's far-right party stumbled. French President Emmanuel Macron's centrist crashed, and incumbent conservatives surged ahead in the first round of regional elections Sunday that were dominated by security issues and a record low turnout. What was meant to be a vote centered on local concerns like transportation, schools, and infrastructure turned into a dress rehearsal for next year's presidential vote, as would-be presidential hopefuls seized on the regional campaign to test ideas and win followers. President Emmanuel Macron's rivals on left and right notably denounced his government's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The wrangling appeared to turn off some voters, though, and less than 34% showed up. That's according to the most recent polling agencies. Politicians across the spectrum pleaded with the stay-at-home voters to wake up for the decisive second round on June 17th. The Tokyo Olympics will allow some local fans to attend when the games open in just over a month. This goes against the country's top medical advisor. It was recommended the safest way during the COVID-19 pandemic is without any fans at all. Japanese organizers have set a limit of 50% of capacity, up to a maximum of 10,000 fans for all Olympic venues. Officials say fans will be under strict rules. They will not be allowed to cheer. They must wear masks all the time, and they're being told to go straight home after each event. Tokyo, another area, are under quasi-emergency status until July 11th. The Olympics are set to open on July 23rd. The Prime Minister, Yoshihide Suga, his favorite allowing fan, said before the official announcement that he would bar fans if any conditions change. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, mama, yeah.
in Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So relax and let's take a trip around the great continent of Africa on disc. And starting off today from Nigeria's Peace Choir, Testimony, and that is simply Testimony. Right after that, Mafiwo by Son of Tupac from Ghana, and Echimbewo by Halima Namakula from Uganda. But first, Testimony by Peace Choir from Nigeria.
Chop money.
Hey, it's good to be saving for rainy days.
Not so,
cause you know it's here. Life is your daily ghetto. Oh, so make una see me as evidence. Papa got mama confidence.
Yes,
his blessings are endless. So,
hey,
as if he say na jungle. Some people they bubble.
Hey,
I continue the struggle. The struggle they double my hustle.
Hey,
as if he say na jungle. Some people they bubble. Continue the struggle, build up on my hustle, yeah. Now I'm giving my testimony,
yo.
I'm killing the beat and I'm giving them heat, so
yeah.
Now I'm giving them everything,
yo.
I'm living my life, I don't chop money,
yeah.
I don't testimony,
yeah.
Now my testimony, testimony, my testimony. Testimony, I don't drop on the testimony.
Hey.
I don't testimony.
Hey.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Hey.
Okay. Je m'appelle Chop Money.
As
if you say, na jungle. Some people, they bubble.
Hey.
I continue the struggle. The struggle, they double my hustle.
Hey.
As if you say, na jungle. Some people, they bubble.
Hey.
I continue the struggle.
They
double my hustle.
Yeah.
Now I'm giving my testimony.
Testimony.
Hey.
I don't testimony.
Oh, hey.
Let us listen as an example to all the lovers.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Bambu kufa, tundika, tunsubio.
Echimbewo. Everybody loves Echimbewo. The sound of Halima Namakula from Uganda. And right before that was Mafiwo by Son of Tupac of Ghana and Testimony by Peace Choir of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats. I'll be right back with more music.
African Beats. African Beats. African Beats.
The African Beat moves on. Cine of Rwanda comes in with a remix of E.G. Ray. Girl, Go Get Your Money. Beautiful remix of this tune, Cine. Thank you so much. And right after that, Mpita Njia by Alicia Steluji, featuring Juliana Kanyomozi of Uganda. And Kapende Choroho by Charlie Moto Wabibi, featuring Jordan of Tanzania. But first, E.G. Ray in the remix, Girl, Go Get Your Money, the beautiful sound of Cine of Rwanda.
Yo, woman, get your money. Get your money. Ni viva
This is Emerson, the last man standing from Freetown, Sierra Leone, on the African beat with David Vandy, Voice of America. Peace.
Eyo sikipenda choro, ula nyama mbichi na hiyo tasema no ataka tukila kabichi kama kwangu umeblow. Sikize masnichi mapenzi ya kingalelo mpaka utasema kuniachi na kusifia sababu sifa kweli unazo nigga. Na kusimbia ni pepeo silete mchezo so kileta mapoze za kinara vina tandu. Babako mpuri ya jede vdiganu, swachi na kungangania kati kukucha mgu. Kwa mgeto batu cheze kiduku cha juju, oku kufuzia bengoni ni kavimba di migu. We kwangu sogwera, we ni baby Jakupende bambata, au kino chako cha dondora na usinipende sana. After chasi na ela, ataka so handsome boy. Nipe na fast, nimekosa epo shupret, basta kuletea
teas. Kusufa, moyo wa taka taka unipe. Fevo ama tata tata unipe, unipe, unipe.
Ukifanya kofia, unuku na nukia, afpamba unatupia. Sinavutingisha mkia, miluzwa na kupigia. Sinuagia tabanana, misoda ndio sana. Utacha marijuana, takusizi weki mwana. Mele zimesokotana, unigetu kunichana. Nono na jetu kiungana, close damu zinaendana. Unite my sweet, na minikuite my boo. Leti andoa lojitu, wapige alululu. Our special moment, wa bibi na wayuku. Nimekupa my heart, my love who baby can you.
Hey sweetie girl, baby baby my. Karibu kwenye dunia ya mapendo. Hey sweetie girl, karibu kwenye dunia ya mapendo. Hey, ooh, eh.
Oh, nipende, kwa usta zako zafanya nipende.
Choruhu by Chali Moto Wabibi and featuring Jordan of Tanzania. And right before that was Mpita Njia by Alicia Steluji and Juliana Kanyomozi of Uganda. And at the top, Ijire in the remix, Go Get Your Money by Sini of Rwanda. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here, pushing and pulling the records.
Number one in the entire Africa and beyond. You are listening to The African Beat, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa. With David Vandy, I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone, Grandpapa Foxy DJ. You heard?
African Beat.
Yeah. me queen, you know me love. That's why I call you my own. Ay, all the bella they talk, all them badass go talk. All the bella they talk, oh, we are go fend you, yo, no. If King Jimmy Bonga sweet, this love is sweet, passive sugar cane.
Esther Michael, you're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
And now the music continues on this great show, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. Whatever you are, whatever you're doing, just stay put and listen to your favorite music show. Sawa Sawale by Ziggy Zag featuring Teddy Yo of Ethiopia. They're coming in with their own version of Sawale, and right after that, Farafina by Ishmael Isaac of Cote d'Ivoire and Africa Soul Reggae Music by Ahmed Sultan of Morocco. But at the top right now, let's enjoy Sawa Sawale Ziggy Zag featuring Teddy Yo of Ethiopia. Remember Flavors Mwa Baby? This is the Ethiopian version coming to you live on The Voice of America. Let's enjoy.
Hey, Teddy Yo, Ziggy Babanga.
Let's go. Classy Patapon.
This is Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and you're listening to the Voice of America on African Beat with David Vandy. So stay tuned.
African soul reggae music, Ahmed Sultan of Morocco. Before that, Farafina by Ishmael Isaac of Cote d'Ivoire. And Sawa Sawale by Ziggy Zan featuring Teddy Yo of Ethiopia. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm yours truly, David Vandy, right here in Washington, D.C., making your day. Want to listen to the latest African music? Dance to the best African beat from across the African continent? Then you don't have a problem. Just tune in to the African Beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays. African Beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces. So join me, your host, David Vandy, Monday through Friday on the Voice of America.
African Beat
is the best. It's number one.
We love it.
It.
Welcome back, and let's continue. This time, Knockout by Jody Clark of Liberia. And we will climax today with Ambience at Conakry by Aisha Kone and Sekouba Kandia of the Republic of Guinea. And right now, let's knock somebody out. Jody Clark of Liberia.
Baby, you knock me out.
Jody.
Girl, I'll do anything to keep you here with me.
Girl, I'll do up to
love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
Hola,
yes.
Ambiance Conakry, Aisha Kone and Sekuba Kandia, and right before that, Knockout by Jody Clark of Liberia. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets. Wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. My people of South Sudan, I hope you're all feeling good out there. African beat coming to you live. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington. Say bye-bye for today.
Yeah.